Mishnayis Mesechta Moed Kotten Perik Beis is learned Lilu Nishma Sarar Elke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Acharon Shel Pesach Etov Shin Ayin, and the Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmosa to benefit her soul. B'toich Shnas Ha'avelus Tei Nishmosa Terur B'tzrei Rechai. Mishna Aleph Misha Fechezesoi, one who turned over his olives inside the vessels that they were laying in so that they should heat up. And what happens is that if they do not squeeze them immediately, they will ruin. V'irei Evel, and it happened that he became a mourner who is not permitted to do any work. Oynes, or some other reason that he cannot do it. Oysheit ul poilim, or workers tricked him and they didn't come to the work. In the meantime, Chol HaMoed has arrived. So toyin koyde rishayna, so he can place the first beam, the first squeeze, the first press on the olives, so that the olives should begin to run, so they will not get ruined. Umeinichol achar HaMoed, and the rest of the job he leaves for after Yontif. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the words, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, Omer Rabbi Yosi says, Zoylev, that he spreads out these olives on the place where you step on them, the Goymer, and he puts on them the press, the woods, until the entire oil is runs out of them. And then you fill all the barrels with the oil, the gaf, and you close the barrels, kedarkoi, as you do all the time. Says the Bar Tanura, mi shahafach, who, the one who turned over the olive. So the Bar Tanura says, derech b'nei odom, the way that people do it, shemahapchim hazeisim b'toich ham'atom, that they turn the olives inside the keli, it's called the ma'atom, Shem tziburim boy, that they are gathered in it. When you want to bring him into the pressing room, if you're not going to press them now, levad, if you're not going to bring them into the press, litchoin, to grind them, squeeze them, lachas shehofchon, after he has already turned them around, pasdi, they will get lost. So now what happens, so now he's can't do work, he became a mourner, workers tricked him, which means, says the Bar Tanura, they didn't come for his job, for the work, in the meantime there's Chol HaMoed, so he can load on the olives, koyde shel beis habad, the beam of the press, palm rishon, the first time, umachbit, and he weighs it down, so that they run a little bit, they won't get lost, they won't get ruined, but not on the second round, because they will no longer ruin. From here we can learn that those things that are permissible even to do on Chol HaMoed, asur la'avil la'asoysom biyadi, the mourner is prohibited to do them by his hands, by his bimei avlei, during the day of his mourning. Midikatoni v'ire avil, since it says in the Mishnah that a mourning happened to him, umachmasa avil, and because of the mourning, akiv ad ha'moed, he delayed it until the Chol HaMoed, then he can load the first beam on the Chol HaMoed. But in the days of his mourning, it would be prohibited for him directly with his own hands to load afilu koira, even the first beam. But other people during the days of his avelus, they can load for him, they can put it under the press. That is the opinion of Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi said, Zoylef v'goymer, which means, says the Bar Tanura, Shoyfech hazeisim al gabei beis habad, he pours the olives on top of the pressing room, called midi the shafich. Anything that you pour, karu ziluf, is called ziluf. V'goymer schitosam, and he completes their squeezing. V'atzudam beveis abad, and he presses them in the press. V'gaf, and he soysem pi achavies, he closes the openings of the barrels. V'haloche kirabiesi, loche like rabiesi, then you can do all this on chol hamoed. Mishnah beis, v'chein mishoyu yeine besoich haboir. Likewise, when one has his wine in a pit, which is this is the pit which is by the press over there, where the wine runs in, and the pressed wine stays there. Is v'ira evil, and he happened to be a mourner. He became a mourner, or some other reason which he cannot finish the job. Or she too appoint them, or workers tricked him and they didn't come to work. Zoylef, so he can go ahead and pour the wine into barrels. V'goymer, and he can complete the entire work. V'gaf, and he can close the barrels. Kedarkei, in his usual way. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, so is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oyseloi limudim, he should make for it boards to cover the pit with the wine. B'shushla yechmat, so the wine shall not become sour. Should not turn vinegar, but he's not permitted to go ahead and pour them into the barrels. Says the Bartanura, b'toy chaboir, if he has the wine inside the pit, chafiro shetachas hagas, that's the hole which is underneath the press, mesuyedes b'sid, it is covered with the lime, with the pitch, l'kabel ayayin, and that holds the stores, the wine runs into there. So that he can go ahead and finish the whole job, as Rabbi Yosi said before. That's Rabbi Yosi's opinion. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, he makes limudim. Limudim are nesorim shel eitz. Those are planks of wood. Kolaymer, mechas oisom shom ben nesorim. He can cover them there with porch. Lo yachmitz, they shouldn't turn to vinegar. But v'lo yishalhu min haboir. But he should not take them from the pit. V'halocha k'Rabbi Yosi, the halocha is like Rabbi Yosi. Mishnah Gimel says the machnis odom peiroso mipnei haganovim. A person is permitted to bring in his fruit on chol hamoed, so that they don't get stolen. V'shoyle pishtone min hamishra b'shloil shelo itoved, and he's permitted to take out the flax from the soaking water, which the flax soaks in it. The flax shouldn't ruin. Conditional that he should not delay these work to do them on chol hamoed. The kulam, and all in these cases, in kivnu malachtem b'moed yevedu. If he delayed the work for chol hamoed, then the work should get lost, and he should not do the work on chol hamoed. Says the Bar Tanura, v'shoyle pishtonei. Shoyle means he picks up. Taish the Bar Tanura, kol mashe maile min hamayim, anything you bring up from the water, koiri shoyle, is called shoyle. Im kivnu v'lachtu v'moed yevedu. If they directed their work to do the work, they get lost. They should lost. But he, what does it mean? He wants to do the work on the moed. So Bar Tanura, based in Abdin Oysoi, Momen. Based in destroys that money. V'oysin Oysoi Hefker, and they make that into ownerless, so that the person will not have the benefit from his work on the chol hamoed that he was not permitted to do. Mishnah Dalad, and loichim batim avodim ubehema letzerech hamoed. You're not permitted to purchase on chol hamoed houses or slaves or animals, only if you need them for chol hamoed or for yontiv, or letzerech hamoicher, or that is necessary for the seller. That he needs to sell shein le mayechol, because he doesn't have what to eat if he's not going to do business on chol hamoed, and he will have what to eat on chol hamoed yontif. So then you are permitted to buy from him. And nifane mebayis lebayis, you're not permitted to move vessels or grain from one room to another room, which is, or from one house to another house, which is in the same yard. Ein mevin keli mebeis ha'uman, you're not permitted to bring in chol hamoed vessels from a craftsperson, such vessels that you do not need for yomtiv. Im choishesh lahem, if he worries that perhaps these vessels will get stolen by the craftsperson, or the craftsperson needs the money get paid for the work, and he doesn't trust him that he might, you know, ask him a second time if he pays him now and then he leaves the thing by him to take it later. So then he can take it. Mefanin lechotzet acheres, you are permitted then to take the vessels from the craftsperson, even if he is in a different yard. Says the Bartanura that we cannot purchase the homes or slaves or an animal only elo letzoyde chamoyed, only for the need of the holiday. Shehakoyne tzorich lahem b'moyed, the purchaser needs them for the chalamoyed. Batim leishiv bohem, he needs houses so that he has place where to stay. Avodim, he needs the shamshay to serve him. And ubehema, he needs the animal so that lishchita to shecht it. Or the other way, letzoyde chamoyed, or for the need of the seller, shetzorich lemoyes, the seller needs money la'itzion l'tzerich yontev, so that he can spend for yontev. So then you can buy from him. Ein mefanim, you cannot move from room to from house to house. Kelim ha'itzvua, whether vessels or grain. Mibayis ze lebayis acher, from one house to another house, just moving stuff, you can't do it. Rochik mimenu, that is distant from it, ne'atera, because of the trouble. Avo mefanel l'chatzerei, but you could move to the yard, lebayis achar shebeisi chotzer, in another house which is within the same courtyard. Ditzina havi, that's considered to do in a quiet way, because you're not taking it out via the public domain, it's in the same yard. Abo mebayis lebayis derech reshusar, abim loy, but from house to house, by way of the public domain, that you cannot do on Chalamoid. Emevin Kalim Ibeis Ha'umin, you cannot bring the vessels from the crafts person, the Hanimili. This is only the prohibition, only applies to Kalim She'enum Lutzera Chamoyed, that they're not for the purpose of the Chalamoid. Avo Kalim She'enum Lutzera Chamoyed, but vessels which are for the purpose of the holiday, going, for example, Korim, pillows, uk, sosis, and blankets, the koisis, and cups, the kitoinios, and these kitoins, jugs, shori, that is permissible, because that's for the need of yontav. Im choishish lohem, but if he worries for them, shema yigonvu mebeisu uman, they might get stolen from the craftsman's home, or im tzorich uman l'schori, or the craftsperson needs to get paid. Then balakeli maminoi, and the owner of the vessel doesn't trust him. Ki yore, he worries shema yishu memenu schar pulosi pamshni, that he might ask him a second time to for his pay. So in that case, he can go ahead and move it from the worksman's, the craftsman's home. Mishnah hey, mechapin esaktsias bekash. You can cover on chalamoyed the dried figs with straw, so they shouldn't get rained on. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af ma'akvin, you can also put together ma'avin, to put together the figs one on top of the others and make like a heap, a mountain. Moichere peres ksus v'kelin, those who sell on chalamoyed fruits and garments and vessels, meichin mitzina, they sell it quietly, letzoyde chamoyed, or the items that are necessary for yontev, or that the craftsman needs the money for yontev, hatsayodim, those who capture, hunt for the animals, the birds and fish, and vahadushushois, those who grind the wheat, and they make barley, small pearls, kasha out of that, vahagrusois, and those who grind the beans, They do on Chalamayit quietly, if it's necessary for the Yontav, or in the case that the seller needs the money for Yontav. Rabbi Yossi says, Hemechmiru al Atzman, the craftspeople were more stringent on themselves, that they don't even work, even if it's on a quiet way. Mishnah Hey, the Bartanura, Mechapines HaKetzios, you cover the Ketzios, these figs, Te'enim Shetoichin Basoda, Shtuchin Basoda LeYapshon, the figs that are spread out in the field to dry, Mechapin, you can cover them, Mechasin Oysum, you can cover them Bekash, with Srom Ibnei Agashamim, because of the rain. Af Me'avin, you also allow to thicken them, Shenoysin Oysum Zu Agav Zu, to place one on top of the other. The oisin oisin kimin kari, you make it like a heap. She yihoil yainis meginis al hatachtainis, so the upper ones protect the lower one. Hadishushois, people that shedoshim, they thresh, vikoishim, and they grind chitim ledaisi, they make kasha out of the wheat. Hagrusois, the oisin grisin shalpul, they make out of the beans, they grind the beans. Haim. So then he says, "Ha'umnin dey chmir al atzmam." They made it stringent on themselves. They noisin afilu betzina. They don't do even quietly. Ve'ein halocha kerab yosi, locha not like Rab Yosi, but betzina they do the work. This completes the second perek of Mayit Katan. Sechta Mayit Katan.